Welcome to the WBFO Press Pass. I'm Mark Scott, joined once again by the editor of Buffalo Spree, Elizabeth Licata.
Hello, Mark.
May's special feature is about brunch. And in the letter from the editor, you talk about why Spree writes so much about food. And why is it? Why is food so popular?
Well, it's, I mean, we do it because it's clearly what our readers are interested in. And we know this from some of the statistics that I mentioned in the letter, as well as we did a reader survey, and food covers and food features were the most popular. So, you know, you want to give your readers what they want. And also, I think food is not, I know as someone coming from a news environment, you might think of it as sort of a soft, frivolous topic, but it's obviously essential to life, and it's very much part of how we communicate and network and gather and interact with each other, which is important.
So let's talk about brunch. Now, other meals are obviously can be social occasions, a chance to dine with family and friends, go out to dinner, go out to lunch. But these are regularly scheduled meals. We all eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But brunch, it's special.
It is special. It combines, I think, a lot of the best points of all those other meals in that it has this really comforting, often sort of rich, you know, filling, you know, enjoyable food. But you're not in a very formal environment, really. Even if you're in a beautiful restaurant, there's something about brunch. It's during the day. You're relaxed. A lot of times people don't, you know, get as dressed up as they would. So you're just sort of having fun with friends, and you're not, it's not the same kind of atmosphere as like a sort of white tablecloth evening meal. So I think that's what kind of makes it special.
Brunch used to be in Buffalo the big buffets,
yes,
at various venues. But in the May issue, brunch is more than that. There are a lot of restaurants offering unique menu items.
I have not seen a brunch buffet for quite some years. All the restaurants that I've gone to do not. There may still be some out there, but I think one would prefer to have a specially prepared meal that's fresh from the kitchen. With buffets, I mean, sometimes the food might have been sitting there for a while. So I think it's, I mean, I just think it's kind of an improvement.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what are some of the popular brunch destinations in Buffalo?
Well, I think three more were added, like, as we were going to press with this issue. I mean, it's just crazy. Betty's has always had brunch, so I should mention them first, because for a while there weren't that many brunch places. And then Black Sheep has a popular brunch. One that I didn't include but we've written about before is Le Creux, which is also on Connecticut, and they have a wonderful brunch. There really are far too many places that offer brunch for us to have even begun to include. So I feel bad about that. And some, you know, in a new hotel restaurant, Patina 250 has a great brunch.
Now, this Sunday is Mother's Day, traditionally a big day for restaurants. Is that a good day to go out to brunch, or is it hard because restaurants are so busy on that day?
Well, I think that with restaurants now, it's so easy to make reservations and you'll be fine. You know, just I think one should always make reservations for all meals, including brunch, and that's so easy to do with the, you know, the phone apps and so on that we have. And if you plan ahead, you should be fine.
On to gardening. The May issue has an article by Sally Cunningham writing about compost. Now, I thought mulch and compost were the same thing, and they're not. So
no.
I learned something. So what exactly is compost, and how does it differ from mulch?
Well, compost is really food that nourishes the life in your soil. And you may not realize this, Mark, but there are just millions of mycorrhizae. I'm not sure. I don't think I'm saying that right. But you know what I mean, mm-hmm, of little organisms that live in the soil and make it healthy and help your plants to grow. And the compost feeds into that and encourages them. All mulch does really is it just sits on top and helps conserve water and maybe makes things look neater, although it can break down over time, and it depending on what type it is.
Where do you find compost then? I do know municipalities do composting, but do they make it available to those who
not
want it?
Not always. Our local sources for compost are not quite as good as they could be, but that's changing. So now, for example, I was a sort of a member, I suppose, not a member, but I worked with the Farmer Pirates, and they would actually come to my house and pick up a bucket of filled with food scraps and take it and make compost with it. And they're also picking up from restaurants. And now there are other companies that are doing that are named in the article by Sally Cunningham that are doing this same thing. Eco Verde, for example, mm-hmm. is doing it. And they are not up and running yet, but you will be able to order compost from them. And then someone else who does it really just for big jobs, and I don't think individuals can purchase it, as Dave Majeski has also mentioned. So you can also buy bagged compost, and there is some decent bagged compost that can be purchased. Make sure that you're getting something that doesn't have unnecessary chemicals in it, that is just natural, just a few the ingredients that compost is made of, which doesn't take, much.
And a lot of people do their own composting.
Yes, they do. And there are a lot of great composters available. You can buy ones that are completely sealed, because I know people worry about having it sitting out and they think there's going to be rats and all this kind of stuff. And there's a lot of myths about compost, that it attracts animals and so on. It's not really true. If you're doing it the right way, that won't happen. But you can buy, there's spinning composters that you just have to twirl it around every few days, and it'll make the compost faster. And you can even do worm composting. There's a lot of, and there's excellent equipment out available for all that.
Did the abnormally cold and snowy April have any impact on the start of the gardening season?
I think it did. I've noticed that, fortunately, Facebook is this little time machine for us. So I got a Facebook picture that showed one of my tulips that's not out yet, that was fully out by April 30th. So obviously the bulbs were a little slower to emerge. They're so smart. They must have known that there's like a couple feet of snow above them. So it's a little slower. Things are behind. I don't think really much damage was done. We had an excellent snow cover through most of the winter, and that acts as a blanket and insulates the plants.
From gardening to the world of art, you wrote about the new exhibit by Rebecca Allen, a painter and photographer, at the Anna Kaplan Contemporary Gallery on Niagara Street. And what I found unique about this, the subject matter is construction debris.
Yes, yeah, just sort of piles of things that we wouldn't, but then artists see possibilities and a lot of things that we just never would think of could become art. And clearly she does. And she has. And what's interesting is that there's photographs so you can see what they actually look like. And then the paintings, she absolutely transforms them into really kind of beautiful abstract forms and, abstract paintings.
Elizabeth, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
Elizabeth Licata is editor of Buffalo Spree. Mark Scott, WBFO News.